My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so we were talking. This is in the news, September 13, 2024. It is Friday the 13th.
The news.
We were talking about the Bloody Mary Festival, and now people are just texting in other drink festivals.
Yeah, because we mentioned like a White Russian Festival or the Old Fashioned Festival, the Irish Car Bomb Festival.
The Slippery Nipple Festival.
Some of these we can't even mention.
The Adios MF'er Festival.
What was that? That was a little after my time.
It's a lot like a Long Island iced tea, but it's got blue curacao in it, so it's, you know, a horrible neon color.
God, the Long Island iced tea. Oh, my God.
When I was in college, Taylor's had $2 Long Island iced tea nights. You could go get with a $10 bill and just get wrecked.
If you want to talk about everything that's wrong with American drinking culture, I give you the Long Island iced tea.
Well, that
and for those that don't know, that has everything in it with a splash of, I think,
four liquors, cola, and sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour. That's what it was.
It's like drinking a Mai Tai. It's the same thing. It's just like, how many liquors can we put in one thing?
I'm pretty sure it's vodka, gin, rum, and tequila,
yes.
And then Coke and sweet and sour. You can do it with cranberry juice and call it a Long Beach iced tea, or blue curacao and call it an AMF.
God. You could do the Duck Fart Fest.
Yeah!
Duck Fart, by the way, is delightful. You ever had the old duck fart?
What's a duck fart?
That's the you got Kahlua, some sort of Irish cream, and whiskey.
See, I don't. This whole White Russian cream thing,
it
doesn't work for me.
You don't like Bailey's?
Bailey's is okay, but only with coffee and maybe one. Mm. On a cold day.
Yeah, because it ends up, the duck fart, you get like layers to it, you know. It's separates you.
I always hated that when people ordered the layered shots.
Yeah, so you do the Kahlua and then the cream and then the whiskey usually sits on top.
Oh, as a bartender, that's got to be the worst.
Oh,
right?
It was the worst. But people loved it.
Ooh. The novelty of it.
Yeah.
They're delightful. I'm surprised that's not a thing. Maybe it is down at Duck Tailgates. You would think that the duck fart would be a popular.
What is the most, that's a good question. What is the most popular drink at the Duck Tailgates,
beer.
Yeah, just light beer.
I know, but
probably.
What beer? What's hot?
Well, Oregon is a Coors Light school, but
I don't know.
You really think Coors Light's like the in Oregon, where we have all these great craft beers? You don't
think
some
other
IPAs?
Stuff gets but in mass, it's hard to take down 12 IPAs. It's not hard to take down 12
Coors. I will say
that
I go down to one or two Duck games a year, and we always tailgate down there. And as I walk around, I would say that the most handed beer, people just give you beers when I walk. Like, it's usually a Coors Light.
That's kind of what I feel too.
Yeah, it's usually a Coors. I would say that, and they get different people that do more, you know, fancy tailgates. You'll get, you know, other stuff, but I feel like almost every tailgate you go to is going to have Coors Light. I think that's probably the most represented.
What's the most represented cocktail at a tailgate?
The way, also this one too.
Probably a Bloody.
I see a ton of Modelo. Wherever you go.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
In fact, I think Modelo now has replaced Bud Light as the number one beer in America. Modelos are everywhere.
I think it passed Corona, too, in terms of...
See a lot of Zuccotti in the cans,
red cans. It should be pub beer, is what it should
That's
be.
Right.
Cheap fun.
I see that around.
I've got otter news, guys. A child was left with minor injuries after being attacked by a river otter in Kitsap County.
Oh, boy.
What
is with the otters lately?
Yeah,
the otters are getting pretty uppity. You know, is it because the people of Springfield are eating them? Is that what's happening? And the otters are having enough of this?
Well, you know what they're doing in Springfield now, right? You see the new thing?
What are they doing?
They're stealing geese.
Oh, so we moved on from the pets. Well, is that better or worse? I think it's better, right?
Probably better.
What about some pigeons? Can we go down to the... They're eating the seagulls.
What was I telling you? Oh, yeah. This was at the Bremerton Marina Dock, 9:30 a.m. yesterday. An otter pulled the child into the water.
Uh-oh. Oh, man, this otter's metal.
Officials said the mother lifted the child from the water when they resurfaced a few moments later, but the otter bit the child's arm. She suffered scratches and bites to the top of her head, face, and legs.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't...
Was the otter going to eat the kid? What's this otter going
to
do?
Look, I'm not going to lie. If an otter wants to pull me into its enclosure,
you're going exploring, aren't you?
I'm going exploring.
Yeah.
It's my dream for an otter to pull, like take me by the hand.
How old did it say the kid was? Did it?
Because,
how big is this kid that an otter can just yank it into the river?
I know. Like,
they have tiny little arms.
Little tiny kid, I'm sure. But it says the mother claims that the otter continued to follow her and her family as they left the marina, like running down the freeway.
Well, maybe the otter was maybe the otter wanted to hang out.
Or maybe the kid was close to the otter pups and mama wasn't having it.
That's like my dream of dreams, though. It's just like hanging out and an otter takes me by the paw and is like, hey, we're going in together. Let's take a dip. Yeah, you may get bit once or twice, but I say let's do this.
Now, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife called on the U.S. Department of Agricultural Wildlife Services to trap and lethally remove river otters from the marina.
Get out of here. Seriously?
Yeah. Officials said the creatures will be tested at the Washington Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab.
Oh, my God. Get bent. So one otter decides to have a play date with a kid, and now we got to, kill all the otters? What are we
Apparently
doing?
Apparently so, yes.
And now, they called for it. Are they going to do it?
It doesn't say.
We're just going to have otter euthanasia? That's what we're doing? Can't do this.
This says in Washington, officials have said that there have been 6 recorded human river otter incidents in the past 10 years. That's not enough to kill the otters, in my opinion.
No. It bothers me. Again, you're in the otter territory. You're at the... would you like the otter to go?
They are very territorial. And they are unpredictable, but...
Isn't that what makes otters great, is that they are unpredictable? I just don't like... I feel like there's a lot of anti-otter sentiment going on right now, and I'm not happy about it. I don't like it.
Well, maybe you should write a sternly worded letter.
I think I'm going to. We need to start a positive otter PR campaign. Because right now, the PR for the otter is not very high, and we need to change that.
You got to get with the Oregon Zoo, man.
Seriously.
They have some good otter pub out there.
Exactly. The otters, they're adorable. Like some of the cutest animals going in the game.
And they're right by the seals, which are also adorable.
Exactly. And look, I'm going to say this right now. The otter is the hardest working sea marmot in the game. Find me one of those little furry bastards that's cruised around the water that's doing more than the otter.
It's a very solid utility player.
How do you know that? What do you base that off of?
That the otters kick ass. What else we got? What else you got in there?
Well, you got the seal.
You got the seal.
Lion.
You got the beaver. You got the nutria. You got all, I'll take the otter over
the
all
beaver?
Of them.
Does the beaver count?
Yeah, the beaver counts.
Yeah.
The beavers are working their ass off. They're building little dams and stuff.
The platypus?
The platy?
The platy would be in there.
Don't forget about the, what's the big one? What are the big ones?
That's the nutria, right?
No, I'm talking about
kappa, is
the sea lion.
Oh, the sea lion?
Oh, yeah, the sea lion.
The walrus?
Yeah, the walrus. Lion. That's what I'm thinking of.
What's the walrus? Walruses aren't doing anything cool.
We include the manatee.
The otter. Have you seen the little otter? They play basketball. They use rocks to crack open shells.
They hold hands when they go to
hold
sleep.
Hands. They self-pleasure themselves as they float by you at the zoo.
The holding hands thing, I find... You know, of all the facts that have come out on the show this week, that is the most delightful damn fact I've heard in
years.
Put it right there with Bon Jovi saving that woman.
Yes.
Have a great week.
Yeah, that's right. I want you to think about two things as we leave the program tonight. One, go watch the John Bon Jovi video where he talks a woman off the ledge. Amazing. And then watch them hug. It might even make you cry.
Yeah.
And two, think about otters when they sleep. They hold little otter hands so that they don't float away from each other.
Bingo.
Come on.
Hardest working marmot in the game.
Now try not to have a bad... Now try to have a bad weekend, is what I meant.
Be in a positive space.
In
don't
the news,
you think about eliminating them from the population.
No.
It's brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. That is in the news September 13. 2024. The Hot 5 at 5 is coming up next, and then we'll check in on the vibe in Corvallis next hour. on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.